sorry, we timed out. My understanding is that the only carts that we're supposed to transport are those, like, kind of collapsible granny carts, you know, because they're, like, more small and square. Because the issue that I've had with the longer wagons, when those get on board with, like, a wheelchair passenger or such, because they're longer, it takes up more space and you can't secure the wheelchair with the long rectangle cart, and that's why we're not supposed to bring wagons.
No, I understand that. I'm in a van, though, and so it's really the only thing that comes on board. But yeah, it's one of those long red ones with four wheels and a handle that sticks way out that they can pull. So yeah, but they can collapse it down. And they can pull the bags out, so I'm going to go ahead and transport them, and I'll bring it up at the meeting tonight and find out what's going on with this, because she said she was told when she called in that it was okay to bring it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's true. I mean, maybe the reservation or maybe the person that she talked to was new in customer service, because my experience, that's a hard no on transporting those wagons. We're not supposed to transport those wagons because of all the reasons you're listing. You know, it's long, it's awkward, all of those things. And her return ride is on board a vehicle with an extra large wheelchair.
Well, they can break it down. They'll just have to bring their laundry in their bags and break it down. So is that okay? Because if I transport them, they're going to have to be picked up.
You know, I'm going to make it work this time just because I don't want you to be delayed anymore. But yeah, if you could bring that up at the meeting, I do not believe that is a correct, I don't.